Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's a Frontline Report.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we are live on this October 14th Friday broadcast, and we have got an incredible broadcast lined up for you today. The inventor of podcasting, one of the smartest people out there about the whole New World Order, Adam Curry, will be joining us. David Icke's joining us, and so much more. But wow, man, the nuclear war clock just went seconds closer to midnight. You've got leftist eco-terrorist attacking one of the most famous paintings in the world, sunflowers. We've got that insanity just showing how they're totally trying to pull down civilization, society like demonic zombies. We have got massive news dealing with it coming out that Pfizer didn't just know the shot didn't work, but they knew it hurt people. That's coming out. It's insane. Absolutely insane. What is going on? And then, yeah, January 6th, we know, was a provocateur operation. We all know Roger Stone and Steve Bannon and everybody are innocent and trying to have an overthrow. You don't attack the Capitol and do that. But they're now going into overdrive, literally trying to outlaw their political opposition 25 days out from the midterms. Roger pops in at the bottom of the hour. All the broadcasts were important, but this one I'm particularly proud of that we have got lined up for you today. And then separately, I can't announce it yet, but man, behind the scenes, what they're doing to me, what they're trying to do to you, it's next level because they're desperate. They know the world's turning against them. The world's waking up. It is just insane what's going down. It is totally insane what is unfolding. And the good news is we have God on our side and we're going to make it through this together. But I just cannot, thank you as the viewers and listeners enough. I mean, there's nothing I want more in the world than to defeat tyranny. It's like a sheepdog wants to attack wolves. It's not like even a desire. It's not even a drive. It is an order. And it's only you that keeps me in the fight. So I don't worship you, but almost do. I worship God. But that's why when you call in praising me, I'm just like, stop. Do you understand we're in this together? I love you. Thank you. Just help me fight, please. This, what I'm doing is not special. What I'm doing is not incredible. It's what you're supposed to do. You tuning in shows you're awake, shows you're involved, shows you're connected, shows you understand, and shows we're one person. We are together. Getting chills right now. And I have no more fear. I never had a lot of fear, but I would get trepidation and get upset and be frustrated and be angry. And now I just have peace because I know there's a real God that made us. And I know there's a real devil who will be defeated. And I know we're going to make it through this together. And for every person they censor and shut down, so many other beautiful people pop up. And I'm just seeing all these new folks, brown, yellow, red, black, pink. Some folks have beautiful porcelain skin. It's true. Some like it, you call white. But beautiful ebony skin and beautiful, just beautiful humans with beautiful eyes and beautiful souls. And so beautiful. And so good. The soul is what's so beautiful. And it shines through those eyes. And to see this cast and what it's really all about to show who's who is incredible. A lot of people are going to tap out. A lot of people are going to back down. A lot of people are going to roll over and try to hide. But this broadcast is not about hiding. This broadcast is about victory and overcoming. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And I'm not that standard, but we together collectively, our guests, our callers, the crew, our reporters, everything that's InfoWars is the standard that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And I can feel my spirit in the wind as that standard, as that flag going forward. And I can feel the energy and the resistance and the power of the people. And I am just so honored to be here with you. God bless you all. We'll be right back. The transmission kicks off in 60 seconds. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, if you want to know the enemy main battle plan, it's a destabilization of civilization, the destruction of the family, the annihilation of small businesses and farms to make us dependent on them. Then they'll have this digital overlay, digital currency, where they can program the digital tokens where you can only spend them the ways they want you to, and they can track and trace you and basically take money out of your account anytime they want. That's the golden goose. That's the brass ring. That's what the New World Order wants. And PayPal, a totally New World Order company, Peter Thiel hasn't owned it in over a decade. When I got banned on PayPal like 4 years ago, they go, well, that Peter Thiel's a conservative. He wouldn't ban you. He didn't own it. Didn't have any interest in it anymore, or no controlling interest. They came out and said, if we don't like what you say on climate change, open borders, election law, you name it, we are going to fine you $2,500. So I want to play, actually, first, this J.P. Sears great little piece that the news host and comedian just released dealing with this, because it's all completely accurate. It's all real. He just puts it in a comical fashion, except he says the power is the people rallying and saying, no, that's what's defeating PayPal. And that's true. But PayPal didn't do this on its own. This is the admitted agenda. This is already in place in China, going in India, and many other places. So the secret to this is, yes, we can do it until all the platforms do it. And that's what they're putting in place. And then you must follow every directive they give you. And it won't just be the latest leftist directive. Once the chains are on, it will be depopulation. It will be sterilization. It will be death. Total surveillance, total control. So J.P. Sears, I give him an A+, a 95. But you can get 100. Because he didn't explain the Achilles heel. Once they get this in system-wide, once they make college students or federal workers or certain groups accept a social credit score, then it's for everybody else later, the military, then it's for everybody. So that's when they get us. But they are trying it, and now's the key time to beat it and say no, and humanity is waking up and is saying no. So the front and center is this. Them being able to freeze your bank account, control your digital currency, force you onto this, get rid of cash. That's the holy grail. That's the mark of the beast. And so here's the piece. Where J.P. Sears really knocks it out of the park.
All right. We're making billions of dollars, and that's still not enough. We need to figure out how we can make even more money from our users. You mean even more money than we already charge for transactions? Yes. We're just making peanuts. We need to find a way to massively spike our profits by asserting more control over our users as people. Well, that'll be tough to think of in a way that's ethical. I've got an idea. Yes, Cletus. What is it? Well, what if we treat our users like they're criminals? I like where you're going with this. Say more. Yeah, like what if we fine our users $2,500?
Fine them for what?
We fine them $2,500 anytime they speak misinformation.
And who determines what this misinformation is?
We do.
I like it.
Well, even if we fine them, sir, no one's going to just willingly pay us for a fine like that.
They won't have to. We take it from them by directly debiting their accounts because we hold all their money.
What do the numbers on this look like?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Silence! Cletus, what do our projections on this look like?
Well, we have 429 million users, and we determine what misinformation is based on the working definition of misinformation is anything we disagree with.
Then we correlate that with a statistical analysis we ran of how many people will eventually say something that we disagree with, and we find that's all of them. Then we take all of them, our 429 million users, and multiply that by the misinformation fine slash take of $2,500, and that equals $1,072,500,000,000 in new revenue.
That is amazing.
Are there any downsides to this policy?
None that I've been able to think of.
Exactly. No downsides at all.
I think this is a bad idea.
Put this out of the new terms of service immediately.
Sure thing, boss.
Okay, so it turns out there was a downside we didn't think of.
Really? What's that?
We're getting major backlash. People don't like the policy.
Who cares what people like? This is amazing for us. We ran the numbers.
Excellent point, sir. But we're hemorrhaging users. People are closing their accounts left and right. No longer using PayPal.
Who told these people they could just stop using PayPal? They can't just do that.
They actually can.
I didn't know they could just do that.
Well, they need to stop it because I don't like that they're doing that.
But they are.
It looks like this new scheme to make us a lot more money by serving our users much better with this new policy could end up costing us a lot if we don't act fast.
All right. We need to backtrack fast. We need a statement that's going to win back the trust of our users and keep them on the platform.
Cletus, any ideas?
Yeah, we could just tell people we did it by accident.
That's brilliant. They'll definitely go for that.
I don't think they will.
How would that sound?
I've already written up our statement, sir. PayPal is not fining people for misinformation, and this language was never intended to be inserted in our policy. We're sorry for the confusion this has caused.
That's perfect.
Did you write that in crayon?
Publish it!
Well, have we fully recovered yet?
It looks like our statement didn't exactly work, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, things have gotten even worse. We've lost $6 billion in market cap.
How could that be? We told these morons we didn't mean to do the thing that we deliberately did.
Yeah, but it's almost like they somehow just know. They're still leaving the platform in droves because they know what we're about.
I can't believe our statement didn't work. We're powerful big tech, and our users are just moronic people.
Another great point, sir. But it looks like when people unite, they're seemingly more powerful than we are.
Enough of your kumbaya hippie bullshit. Losing $6 billion in market cap almost overnight? We need a new strategy to boost our revenue and fast.
We could fine people for trying to leave the platform.
Say more about that.
All right, great job, J.P. Sears. See the full video on his YouTube site and his website. There it is on screen. But here's the problem. Since he cut that video, they came out and said, you know what, we are going to go ahead and fine you. But only if you're a racist, but they can fine us anything they want. But understand, what PayPal's doing is the whole model of the whole thing we've been harping on for decades. It's here. So once they get it in place everywhere, and Visa and MasterCard and J.P. Morgan, Chase just took Kanye off of his bank account, it's here. We've got to find the companies and the banks that will work with us. And that's what I'm doing. behind the scenes. Got some big stuff ready to launch. Not BS where, oh, we got a place for you to bank that's actually for you, then it really isn't. But the real deal with some big players. There's a lot of folks that want to go along with this that are very successful. So we've been the main target of this. And as Nietzsche said, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger, only makes you stronger. Because we didn't give up. We've learned a lot of this, and we're ready for it. But that's currently going on against InfoWars. So that's why your prayer, that's why your support, that's why your word about this is so critical. We're in the end game now. That's where we are. All right, I want to talk about solutions when we come back. Amazing footage of leftists finally waking up and confronting their globalist controllers. Not just AOC getting confronted about nuclear war, but Rashid Tlaib being confronted about pedophilia and the Democratic Party. That's coming up. But please remember, InfoWarsStore.com has products ready to ship to you. The globalists can't take it down because it's in bankruptcy, Chapter 5. We're going to continue on as long as you support ready-to-ship products to you right now. Promo code 1776 gets you an additional 10% off at checkout. That means on a product 50% off like X3 or DNA 4.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So there's a lot of Achilles heels the globalists have. People waking up, people saying no, people being independent, people supporting local business, people getting back to God's number one. And it's also their own constituents waking up to the fact that you're in a cult and you're being run into the ground. So all over the country, I've got dozens of clips here of this, but I'm going to just play two because of time constraints. Dozens of clips of AOC getting confronted. We talked about it yesterday. Rashid Tlaib being confronted by their constituents who were angry en masse over the pedophilia support, over the nuclear war support, over all of it. And as soon as these people finally wake up that the average Christian or conservative or white person or gun owner or Republican is not their enemy, it's game over for the globalist, because our enemy is the Democratic Party and the CCP and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. So here it is in New York. Again, AOC being confronted about nuclear war.
Congresswoman, none of this matters unless there's a nuclear war, which you voted to send arms and weapons to Ukraine. Tulsi Gabbard, she's left the Democratic Party because they're funding war hawks, okay? You originally voted, you ran as an outsider, yet you've been voting to start this war in Ukraine. You're voting to start a third nuclear war with Russia and China. Why are you playing with the lives of American citizens? You're playing with our lives.
There will be no neighbors if there's a nuclear bomb. You voted to mobilize and send money to Ukrainian Nazis. You're a coward. You're a progressive socialist. Where are you against the war mobilization? He's telling the right truth. You have done nothing. Tulsi Gabbard has shown guts where you've shown cowardice. I believed in you, and you became the very thing you sought to fight against. That's what you've become. You are the establishment, and you are the reason why everybody will end up in a nuclear war unless you choose to stand up right now and denounce the Democratic Party. Will you do that?
She's always the establishment.
Okay, simple. Are you going to stop nuclear war? Yes or no? There is no line.
Little tip to the left. When Vogue magazine and CNN's promote, you're for the establishment.
You know that. Then let's take it up right now, because this is the only thing that matters.
All right, that's good. He goes on the full videos on InfoWars.com. And obviously, they think socialism is going to save him. They don't know the big banks are funding that to make him dependent. But they're at least getting that she doesn't represent them. And there she is at a college with like 50 people. No one wants to see her. Nobody cares. So I said I was going to college, not bragging. 10,000 show up in one day. No announcement. People hear, one day I'm coming, no big push, 10,000. These people, Trump shows up, 100,000. These people are a joke. They're a straw dog. They're a paper tiger, but people don't call them on that. So here is Rashid Tlaib. This is happening in Michigan. This is happening in Minnesota. We're good job for the Muslims. They're like, you're going to literally have pornographic stuff for middle schoolers. I've seen these books. I can't show them on air. They are children having sex with their teachers, men giving children blowjobs, sexually assaulting them. That's shown in Austin. That's in all the middle schools in Austin. Sixth, seventh graders, eighth graders, literal cartoon porn. I mean, I've never looked at child porn in my life. Thank God, never seen it until I looked at the book when we covered it last year. And I looked at the book that was at the Austin Library, School Library, Austin AISD Library, and I was like, okay, I hear this. I'm like, what the hell? It's literally children being raped by adults. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have been assaulted. I have never seen something like this. I would never want to see this. And now I'm looking at children being raped. It's who these people are. And they claim they have the moral high ground. So here's Tlaib being confronted about it.
I'm not against the body cam. I'm not against anything. I'm against the books. Okay? Don't sit here and say that people are sitting here coming to you guys and just telling you, oh, we want these books out. You worried about the gay people? No problem. We're not worried about the gay people. We're worried about our children. Okay? And second of all, I don't want to hear anybody, okay, sitting there saying, oh, you guys are offending the gay. These are kids. They can be 18. If they want to become gay, let them become gay. Who cares? It's not our problem. We don't want kids to have access to these books. It's nice and simple. I'm not going to address the situation no more. It is. It is what it is. And the only person that's behind this is Rashida Tlaib.
Too much cussing on this. I guess we didn't bleep it, so we got to turn it off. But it was Christy Lee, reporter for InfoWars. She moved here 2 years ago with her family and her four children with her husband. And she put her child in the AISD. And she comes to me and she says, I'm going to cover this book. Will you look at it? I'd heard about the book. I never looked. I went, sure. She goes, you know, there's pedophilia. And I'm like, oh, really? She goes, just look at it. So I go in my office. About a day goes by, I don't look at it. And I go, okay, let me see this book. And I open it up, and like three pages in, the teacher seduces the 8-year-old and is having sex with him. And, I mean, it's like porno. I mean, it's an adult sexually assaulting a child, performing a blowjob on him, and then bending him over the table and raping him, sodomizing him. That's America. That's what 7th graders and 8th graders get in Austin, Texas. And it's all over the world, the same book. When she tried to go to city council and show it, they detained her and threw her out. Oh, you can't show child porn on TV. Exactly. Adults can't see it because they're showing it to children without your knowledge. And I'll be completely honest with you. Listeners then mailed us a bunch more books that are in bookstores and in libraries, school libraries. I won't even open them up. And that's why they're winning. Because we won't even, and I'll be honest, I'm weak. I won't look at it. We won't look at it. No one will prosecute it because it's so embarrassing because the authority figures, the schools are doing this. Just like they're injecting the kids with poison shots that give them blood clots and heart attacks and destroy their immune systems. This is death. This is suicide. This is the murder of humanity. But the good news is, I'm having flashbacks, man. It's just, they're trying to put fantasies in children's heads so that when an adult tries to have sex with them, when they're 10 years old, they bend over a desk and their teacher rapes them. These are pedophiles running a lot of these schools. And they're handing your kid a book of the teacher having sex with you. Imagine how much worse it is than we even know. And that's why when these courts and these systems attack us, you need to know they're on the side of this and they support this. They don't have the moral high ground. These people are devils. But all they got to do is support people fighting tyranny and withdraw support from them. Just withdraw support from them, have nothing to do with them, and just set up your own family, your own system, and come out of Babylon, come out of Egypt, come out of it. All right, so that was key. When we come back, Roger Stone's on, but I first want to hit the attack on the arguably, other than the Mona Lisa, the most famous painting in the world, sunflowers, attacked with red paint by leftist crazies. Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen. So the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep red crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I was right out of high school then, so it was 30 years ago, and a Vincent Van Gogh display came to Texas. I can't remember whether it was Dallas or Houston. I think it was Dallas. And so I went with some family and a girlfriend, and we went in and saw Sunflowers and some of Vincent Van Gogh's paintings. They were amazing to see in person. Well, to show you who the climate terrorists are, supported by the banks, supported by the media, in London, arguably the most important painting in the world I mean, you can say it's the Sistine Chapel. You can say it's the Mona Lisa, or you can say it's Sunflowers. I mean, there's those three paintings they debate about. I'd probably say Sistine Chapel. I had a chance to see that in Rome. It was amazing. But you have so-called climate activists wearing nylon clothes made out of oil, with cell phones made out of oil and earth minerals, throwing tomato soup onto Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers. Now, later we learned there was a glass sheet over it, but the point is, because it's oil and made out of oil, it's bad. And because, well, if we're going to kill the earth, let's kill this painting. As if they're the guardians of the earth, as if they're the bosses. And it's a bunch of dumbed-down college freshman girls funded by the big banks who want to make you guilty so Al Gore and George Soros can charge you a carbon tax and track everything you're doing. These people are a menace. They block roads. They block trains. They sabotage factories. Leftists like them. Extinction Rebellion is the ground troops of the World Economic Forum. Here's a clip of them attacking Vincent van Gogh's painting.
Security!
You know, her pink hair dye is made out of petroleum. And they sit there and clean their hands like little demonic monkeys. Just say no to oil.
Art or life? Is it worth more than food? Worth more than justice? Are you more concerned about the protection of a painting or the protection of our planet and people? The cost of living crisis is part of the cost of oil crisis.
All right, so this is the ground forces
to millions
of the New World Order, and their two-year climate lockdowns already killed 65 million people. Cutting off fossil fuels will kill billions, it's estimated. These are truly monsters. These are the idiot depopulationists of the New World Order. Shifting gears, they just had more congressional hearings, not about the open borders, not about the war in Russia, not about nuclear war, not about devalued currencies, not about inflation, not about the Keystone Pipeline, not about the Nord Stream blown up, not about the crime of the streets, but about Roger Stone with maps as him as a mastermind with Steve Bannon, even though they don't get along. And war rooms were all in, planning attacks, and 25 days from the midterms, it's imminent. Again, Roger Stone's planning something. Meanwhile, we have CNN cuts. Let's get to the violence a year plus before. Number two, he renounces violence, and the fight between good and evil. We'll play these clips in a moment. But Roger, people can say, we know Roger's innocent. We know Roger did anything. Let's move on. But the deep state is betting everything they've got right now on January 6th. What do you think they're really trying?
Well, as you know, Alex, they've demonized me the way they've demonized you. We're extremely polarizing figures. So they went around to various outlets, CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, Washington Post, and they said, we've got the goods on Stone, shocking new evidence that he was the centerpiece of the crime, probably the mastermind. We're going to reveal it at the hearing. He'll be arrested immediately after the hearing. My own lawyer is getting a call from CNN saying, so your client will be enmeshed in the conspiracy today. We have no idea what they're talking about, because any claim that I knew in advance about, was involved in, or condoned any illegal action on January 6th is just false. And sorry, there is no evidence to the contrary. So we're scratching our heads. What could this possibly be? And then they have their phony baloney hearing. They show one completely falsified video. We'll show that in a little bit. Just that's completely fabricated, just not true. They failed to show actual video of me renouncing violence. And then they just repeat the guilt by association. Oh, well, Stone was seen with a Proud Boy, therefore nothing. That proves nothing. Joshua James, one of the Oath Keepers, was in Stone's suite, they say. No, he delivered a suitcase to my room. James is a longtime associate of Stone's. I met this young guy on January 5th, never saw him again. He was charged with seditious conspiracy. He pled guilty. Doesn't mean he told me what he was going to do on the 6th. I never saw him past the morning of the 6th when I elected not to go to the Capitol. So it's a nothing burger. It's guilt by association. But, Alex, here's what they know. You can be sued. I can be sued. But they have congressional immunity. They can tell whatever whopper of a lie they want, but you can't bring a lawsuit against them. You can sue witnesses before their committee who don't tell the truth. That's why these two gay Danish documentary filmmakers who have leveled accusations against me, this is why they didn't testify live, because they would have been hit with a defamation suit like that. Now, I'm going to sue them anyway, because in various interviews they have said that I was, quote, at the heart of a criminal conspiracy. In the next breath, they say they have no evidence of that, even in their...
Sure, so Roger, everyone knows that you didn't even weren't there on January 6th. You stayed in your hotel room because there was so many millions of people you couldn't get out your door. Everybody knows you didn't do this. We know that. I don't know, you can put the story out, explain the history. We all know it's true. My question to you as a top political analyst is, even Jen Psaki said last week they should stop betting everything on January 6th. The polls show people care way more about inflation or crime than that. By order of magnitude, like 5% care about January 6th, 95% care about inflation, 90% care about open borders. So it's a dying issue for them. Why are they obsessed with it?
Because they have nothing else. They can't run on gas prices. They can't run on food shortages. They can't run on the open border policies that are causing a fentanyl epidemic and killing thousands of Americans every week. They can't run on the fact that they're shipping more and more and more billions to Ukraine when we have problems here in this country. And they're walking us right to the brink of World War III. They can't run on the epic inflation, which shows that if you go to the grocery store, you can spend $7 on a steak and it's 2.5 bites. They can't run on any of those issues. They have to obscure the fact that the president of the United States can't even string together a coherent sentence. They can't run on any of those things. So here's what this election needs to be about. Alex Jones, look at the coverage of your trial where you exercised your First Amendment right and you're being penalized to the tune of $1 billion because you exercised your right to express an opinion, which you have an absolute constitutional right to. I don't have to agree with you. People can find what you say, offensive, but you still have a right to say
it. It's all old. It's all out of context. They built this up.
Right. But they wanted it to be about me. Because I'm a demon, I was pardoned for lying about Russian collusion. Sorry, folks, there was no Russian collusion to lie about. They want it to be about the documents at Mar-a-Lago. Trump is hiding documents. What about the documents that Barack Obama has at a furniture warehouse in Chicago? Or the documents that George...
And let's talk about that. The kangaroo January 6th has now subpoenaed Trump. That broke today. Where you see all this going, we got some clips of this so-called Danish film crew with a smoking gun a year before, about the left being violent. Remember, the left was saying, we're not going to accept the election. We're going to burn America down, civil war no matter what. And then you're talking about it, so you're the bad guy. Roger Stone's our guest, and coming up, Adam Curry, David Icke, and more. This is a big broadcast today, InfoWars.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They're losing. They're throwing out all the stops now. Roger Stone is our guest. They're having wall-to-wall coverage on controlled TV that he's a mastermind of a plan to overthrow the government, steal the election. We know that's what they actually did. Roger, what does this signify at this point? Them, the January 6th committee now trying to violate the separation of powers between the legislative, executive, judicial, demanding Trump now testify or be subpoenaed for their kangaroo operation.
That's an all an effort, Alex, to make this election about Trump, because that was their big takeaway. That was their big headline. They subpoenaed Donald Trump. I can't understand any circumstances under which that would happen. Previous attempts by Congress to subpoena presidents have fallen entirely flat. What's amazing to me, and as a Texan, you'll appreciate this, one of the things they said yesterday was, here's a video in which Roger Stone says that if Trump loses, he should declare victory anyway. Where what I actually said was, if it's still up in the air, Trump should declare victory. This is precisely the advice that James A. Baker III, former Secretary of State, former Secretary of the Treasury, gave George W. Bush in 2000. It is sound political and public relations advice. Notice I didn't say if Trump loses, he should claim he won. I said if it's up in the air, he should declare victory. That shows that I'm smart, not dumb. But it certainly doesn't show that there was some premeditated plan to declare victory.
By the way, the Democrats from Pelosi to you name it said no matter if Trump wins, we're not going to accept it. We're going to have our own inauguration of Biden. So they were all over the place saying they weren't going to accept it.
Exactly right. But they erased that. Look, Hillary Clinton and John Podesta actually tried to delay the certification of Trump's election in the Electoral College in 2016, along with 131 House Democrats. The Washington Post just tries to say that didn't happen. But, of course, it did happen. So yesterday was a cornucopia of completely fabricated videos. And then they failed to show the actual videos in which I stood in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, and I specifically told people, don't be baited into violence. They had that video. Why didn't they show
it's
that
just like
video?
My show trials. They show little 10, 15-second clips. Let's play these clips. Number one, two, and three, back-to-back, you can respond. CNN, cut, let's get to the violence. Number two, we renounce violence. They are the violent ones. They don't want you to see. Number three, fight between good and evil. Here's the three clips.
One.
Let's get right to the violence. And the truth is, Donald Trump won this election. Tomorrow, when the left tries to bait you, let's be very clear. We renounce violence. They are the violent ones.
Let's be very clear. This is not an election between Republicans and Democrats. This is not a fight between liberals and conservatives. This is nothing less than an epic struggle for the future of this country between dark and light. Between the godly and the godless. Between good and evil. And we will win this fight, or America will step off into 1,000 years of darkness. We dare not fail.
So, that's what they've got on you, Roger. You're quite the villain.
So, Alex, in that first video, did you see me or see my mouth moving anyplace?
No. We can play those short videos again. The best they've got is edited 5-second clips, but don't even show your face. You're saying these are fake clips.
That's a fabrication. A week ago, it had no visual. Then in the version they showed at the hearing yesterday, they have showed visual of me wearing a mask, but the digital soundtrack is exactly the same. That's a fabrication. It's a complete fraud. And I'll prove that in federal court because I'm bringing a $25 million lawsuit against these two Fugazi Danish filmmakers. That is entirely fabricated. And they very cleverly put the visuals on there.
So we have Democrats calling for confronting people, being violent, mostly peaceful, burned down cities, all this. They're good, and now they have 5-second clips of you just saying the violence or something. It's a joke.
Yeah, which I will prove in a federal court is not even real. We've done the digital analysis. Both soundtracks are the same audio, but they invented the second visual to try to tie me into. I'm wearing a mask. You can't see anyone's mouth moving. It's a fraud. It's just a completely fraud. I should say I am working on cleaning up my language. Even if the F-bomb's there, I didn't really say. I really need to be somewhat more circumspect. I promise my wife and my pastor I will work on it.
No, but I mean, here are all these people constantly recording us and then putting out little snippets. In my show trials, they play 5-second clips. And they know exactly what they're doing. So it's total desperateness.
Yet we saw Chuck Schumer threaten violence against the U.S. Supreme Court. We've seen that video. But he won't be prosecuted. There's Maxine Waters, the multimillionaire's congresswoman who doesn't live in her district in California. She advocates violence. You'll find no controversy.
No, but I agree with you. They have nothing else but this. They keep pushing it. But even Psaki said last week they should stop it. It's not working in the polls.
There's no poll information, but I'm absolutely convinced this is why they have made the news regarding your trial has gotten such wall-to-wall coverage. They want this election to be about Donald Trump or Alex Jones or Roger Stone or documents at Mar-a-Lago or January 6th. And you and I have both been demonized by an extraordinary hostile press. Thank God we have InfoWars as a beacon of freedom, as a platform for us to punch back, or we'd have no place to mount our defense. Not Twitter, not Facebook, not Instagram. So this is why InfoWars is so important.
All right, Roger. Well, I'm doing a special emergency broadcast tomorrow. We've got time. Tape with us. This is a live show right now, but we're going to have tape tomorrow. I'm doing the nuclear war crisis and the admitted COVID camps run by the UN all over the world that are planning during nuclear war to round us up all in. That'll start airing tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. StoneDefenseFund.com. God bless you, Roger. Be safe.
Alex, absolutely. I would love to join you for tomorrow's broadcast. I am free. Folks, go to StoneDefenseFund.com. It's not that I'm trying to make a profit. It's that I'm trying to defend myself. I have $100,000 in new legal bills just based on the false allegations made against me yesterday. But I will never stop fighting. And while you're at it, folks, go to the InfoWars store right now, buy a great product, or make a contribution, because InfoWars is the point of the spear. We are the tip of the spear. And if it weren't for a great platform like this, I wouldn't have any place that I can go to punch back at the CNN, MSNBC, Democrat, fake news media cabal.
Well, that's right. Thank you, Roger. God bless you. They failed. They've collapsed. They're a joke. They know it. Their number one mission is silence us at any cost. And, folks, we don't whine and complain. You don't know about one-tenth of the attacks behind the scene. But I'm so excited. I'm so emboldened. I'm so empowered. I'm so buoyed right now because I know humanity is waking up. Thank you, Roger Stone. And we'll take 30 minutes commercial-free with Roger tomorrow. I come in at 10 a.m., and I've got a bunch of big guests, a bunch of big analysis. We'll have it all tomorrow, airing at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, we've got Adam Curry coming up to talk about the digital currency, the world government, how to stop it, and then David Icke coming up, and so much more here today. And yes, listeners, you can see we're at the quickening. We're at the 12th round of the fight. We're in the last inning of the baseball game. This is the most critical time to be informed, to be engaged, and to be involved that we've ever been. So all I ask is for your prayers that you share the live links to InfoWars.com and InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And that, yes, if you want to get great products and fund the InfoWar, keep us on air. We have 1776 as the promo code, InfoWarsStore.com, for additional 10% off on X3 and on all the other great products. That's 60% off on X3, DNA Force Plus, Environmental Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much, Roger Stone. We'll be right back with Adam Curry.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.